Havana came together, I'd say it was probably in the middle of Camila's first album writing process. And in this, we had a few days together. It was the initial sessions were Frank, Dukes, Camila, Andrew, and I. And you know, Frank had sort of that piano loop. He had that track. He had that previously recorded. He had written that prior. And so the first day, that was one of the ideas that had been played for us, but we couldn't really think of anything off the top of our heads. And we were just sort of getting our feet wet into, you know, I was getting to know Camila. I'd known her forever, but I was getting to know where she was at, you know, emotionally and what. And so we were just, yeah, we started out, and we had done a few ideas the first couple days, and on the last day, I'm pretty sure it was the last day, we brought that piano idea back up, and then that hook was crafted. You know, it was kind of like one of those ones that just, like, it was strange, because it just, like, felt like it flowed out of us. It was like, you know, it was happening so fast, and we were just, like, throwing ideas at the wall so quickly, and they were just perfect. I mean, it was just, like, a perfect puzzle. You know, it was the easiest puzzle we've ever had to solve. Uh-huh. It just felt like it just went together, you know, effortlessly. And those are when, you know... And I think that we were short for time that day, and so we had planned on getting back together when everybody was available to, you know, relook at some verses and stuff. But we had the, you know, we had the core of the song. We had the hook, which was, you know, it was enough to leave happily and felt like we had accomplished, you know, something.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, Frank was executive producing her album, so they went, you know...
Is that Frank Dukes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Frank, you know, they had continued on doing other sessions and stuff, and then, yeah, then she got in the studio, I believe, with Pharrell, and they had, you know, put some ideas together for some verses, and then we had all gotten back together, and... We had worked out a pre-chorus with Brian Lee, and those are just the steps that I'm aware of. I know Stara was involved in it. I mean, Young Thug, that idea was brought up on the day we wrote it because of the East Atlanta reference, and so Young Thug, being from Atlanta, just made sense to have him involved, and it ended up being, yeah, just a sonic sort of masterpiece at that, you know, the two of them together.